I am Valentin Alexandrovich Chmerkovsky. In the summer of 2016, I had just come off a national dance tour and was heading into my 11th season as a professional dancer on the reality TV talent show Dancing with the Stars. The tour took me all over the United States with my older brother Max, the two of us dramatizing the story of our lives. Max and Val Arway told the saga of Chmerkovsky brothers immigrating to the United States from Ukraine and conquering the international world of ballroom dancing. We had written and choreographed the show ourselves, and bringing it to towns in almost every one of the 50 states changed the lives of all of those involved. Max and I celebrated our adopted home of America through imagination and dance, and there was laughter at every performance, and tears too, both on our faces and on the faces we saw out in the audience. We were welcomed beautifully and managed to connect with people from all corners of the country. That summer, politics dominated the American landscape. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders battled it out, and Donald Trump completely turned the political world on its head. Dancing in a show that honored love of our country, told through the eyes of two immigrant brothers from South Brooklyn, I traveled across the heartland during the full heat of the primaries, through the perfect storm of the party conventions, and amid competing barrages of partisan rhetoric. I felt like I was getting a crash course on democracy. As if the news cycle wasn't loaded down enough, there was also the summer of the Rio Olympics. Even there, politics and patriotism entered into the mix. Because of the European migrant crisis, refugee participants were given special status to compete. Some pretty astonishing figures broke through during the Olympiad, and among the most prominent were the U.S. women's gymnastic team, the Final Five, who brought home the team gold and collected a dozen medals in all. They were real-life superheroes. I was going to say they were like Powerpuff Girls on steroids, but in the sports world, maybe that's not the best way to put it. The dance tour I was on with Max took his final bow in San Jose, California. I flew back to the New York area where my parents lived, where I grew up, where I considered my true home to be. A friend of mine used to say that people should either travel the world or live in New York City, because it amounts to the same thing. After 2 months of total immersion in America, the urban streets felt alive and electric. And I just wanted to plug myself in again to the big city vibe. Dancing down the crowded sidewalks of Manhattan, actually I walked like everyone else, I ducked into a corner bodega for a coffee, the kind that if you order regular, comes with milk and sugar, served in an iconic blue, "We are happy to serve you" cup. The Olympics were winding down by that time, but on the flat screen behind the cash registers, the climactic moments of the women's gymnastics events were playing out. The team that year represented the best of America, the same incredibly diverse country that I had witnessed while on tour. Lori Hernandez, Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas, Allie Raisman, and Madison Cochin offered a rainbow of colors, backgrounds, and styles. They were in the midst of becoming the most dominant Olympic gymnasts ever, a lineup of super athletes that everyone in the politically divided country could get behind. All the customers in the bodega, at least, were behind them, gazing transfixed at the TV screen. I've been a fan of gymnastics, an amateur fan, if you will, my entire life. I glanced up and saw something that immediately caught my eye. A small-statured girl, very young, super charming. Beyond an obvious incredible athleticism, she had a special quality about her, a calmness in the middle of a pressure-packed situation. The hard-to-put-your-finger-on-it essence came through in the way that she handled herself. She wasn't just an Olympic athlete, but a little star. A lot of athletes want to be celebrities, and celebrities were always trying to be athletes, but here was someone who combined the best of both worlds in one compact package. "Damn, who's this girl?" I thought to myself. She was in the middle of a tumbling routine, and on one of her passes, she did something I thought was pretty amazing. She found the camera. That's how we say it in the biz when someone on TV breaks the fourth wall and looks straight into the lens. It makes for an instant connection. My mentor Mandy Moore, the legendary choreographer, not the pop star, had to work really hard to teach me the mechanics of finding the camera, because the move can easily look crazy and intrusive if overdone or done tastelessly. Well, this girl nailed it perfectly. I vividly remember the moment I fell under her little spell. She stuck the landing, raised her arms, and gave a wild, triumphant smile. From my time on Dancing with the Stars, I knew the ability to find the camera was an essential skill for any performer. And one so young, that move signaled some serious sass, as well as confidence and experience way beyond her years. It was as though she had winked at the whole scene having fun with it. I laughed out loud, shaking my head in appreciation, Who does this little girl think she is? I was blown away.